Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Resurrection Christian High School in beautiful Loveland, Colorado, it is the Friday Preps Radio Game of the Week. In the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth, I'm Clark Johnson. Bruce Dick is with us. Sammy Greenfield, seventh grader here at Res, he's with us. He's going to call our third inning today with our kid caster. This will be fun. Coach, how are you?
Doing good, Clark. Wow, did we get a beautiful day? Or what? It's just been gorgeous all day long, and to finish up the afternoon with a baseball game, what could you ask for more?
Nothing. And scoreboard that I can see, thanks
there
to you.
There you go, man. Hey.
I'm always going to ring you up when I see that great scoreboard out
thanks,
there.
But, thanks, Brad Evans. Yep. And, yeah, that was, I think, the last project that I left here at Resurrection, getting a scoreboard that was actually visible to
yeah,
the crowd.
We got to talk to Brad Evans before the game here, of course, the owner at Advanced Roofing Technologies, great sponsor, and Clark and the coach each day at 11 o'clock, and his kid's having a terrific year. Only a junior, Carter Evans. He could get out and play college ball right now, but hasn't committed yet. Next year, he'll play his senior year, and then I'm sure he's going to find a nice home out here to play again at the next level.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. When we drove up today, they were having senior day, so Resurrection seniors were honored, and they couldn't have asked for a better day.
Boy, no doubt about it. Valley Vikings come rolling in. They've lost five straight. These two teams have already played their initial game. It was the opening game of the season, an 11-0 win for the Cougars out at in Gilchrist at Valley High School. So we'll see what Valley does. Talking with Steve Kistler before the game here, and he's all smiles talking about his son, Tyler Kistler, who's out at Hastings College in Nebraska playing, catching in his junior year and just getting a ton of playing time and having a great run. So when you see that smile on the face of a dad in a tough year as a coach here, what is it for Kistler? The 2017 state champs, he's been at Valley a long time.
It's not been that long ago
since
this program won a state championship. And, you know, sometimes, Clark, that is high school sports. You have your peaks, but then come the valleys at times, and then they're definitely in a valley season. But they're just trying to find those little wrinkles that they can compete. And probably one of the goals is to play a seven-inning game.
That's right. 3-16 on the year, 2-11 in the conference. But, Bruce, all that said, they're out of the Patriot League. They're number 35 RPI. They're not quite out of the playoff
picture yet. They are literally probably one win.
Maybe, yeah.
Of getting in. If they can beat a higher-ranked team, that may be enough to actually get them into the playoffs.
Yeah, the three they have, though, they're at Platte Valley, they're at home against Platte Valley, and they're at Fort Lupton. So none of those are really going to do a bunch for them coming down the stretch. But you win three games,
yeah,
you take a look, and you see.
When you're that part of the RPI, a win matters a lot.
For the Cougars, a whole different situation. They're number 16 RPI now. You know the dirty 16.
You don't want to be 16.
That could put them in Eaton. You know, they slip a spot or whatever. It could put them at University for the regionals. One of these Patriot League teams going to get matched up with one of the best Patriot League teams in the regionals.
Yeah, they sure will. You know, and the good news is almost half of the Patriot League will be in the playoffs. The bad news, that lower part of that will probably end up having to face a Patriot team to advance to the state tournament.
This is our shortened version of the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at ProactiveColorado.com. All right, folks, let's get to the lineups here. We've got the anthem coming up here, too. Micah back in the studio, so when we get to that, we'll jump out of here. Valley Vikings, as we said, number 35 RPI. Andrew Rankin will lead off and play second base. Jackson Dudley is your center fielder. Caleb Kashari is the shortstop here for the Vikings today. Cameron Dudley hits fourth. He's the third baseman. Max Doolittle is at first base. Raiden Pelletier is over in left field. Mason Mitchell is the pitcher today. Mason Mitchell, just a freshman on the hill, 0-2 with a 12.89 ERA. He'll try to improve improve on that here today. Carson Adolph is the catcher back behind the dish, and in right field, Anthony Solis is the nine-hitter. For Resurrection Christian, they'll look like this. Carter Siebers, who's had a terrific year, is at second base. Ryan Ward in right field, a senior. Carter Evans, of course, spoke about him. He's the shortstop hitting third. Deegan Corrigan at first base here for the Cougars hitting fourth. Brady Flood's in center. Luke Ruby, get to see Luke on the hill today. He'll bat in the sixth spot. Always fun to see Luke pitch, right, Coach?
Absolutely. Luke, tremendous high school pitcher on his way to CSU Pueblo. To be part of that baseball program.
Easton Vecchio hits seventh at third base. Bennett Ruby, you get the brother combination in the battery. He's the catcher. Caden Bailey's in left. We're stepping away for the anthem right now. Back with the first pitch in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
It's blues time again in Greeley. The 17th annual Greeley Blues Jam kicks off on Friday afternoon, June 3rd, in historic downtown Greeley with a free show on the 9th Street Plaza featuring Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. The music will be flowing from many downtown venues, and it will be like Beale Street West. On Saturday, June 4th at Island Grove Park, the music will be nonstop from 11:30 a.m. until 9 p.m., featuring the best in big-time blues artists, including the 2022 Grammy-nominated Kim Wilson and the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Ruthie Foster, Vanessa Collier, Mac Arnold and Josh Hoyer, and other Colorado blues bands. Enjoy our new location at Island Grove Park near the Event Center with lots of shade and open space. Enjoy great food and drink. Bring your lawn chairs and your family and friends to experience this great American music. Tickets available from the Stampede Ticket Office, Westlake Wine and Spirits, Booze Brothers Liquor, or online at greeleybluesjam.org. Stay tuned to KFK and win tickets. See you at the Greeley Blues Jam. After all, it ain't nothing but a party.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
For better than 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AAMCO of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AAMCO of Loveland.
Hey guys, it's Dylan Herr with Red Wing Shoes in Greeley, Johnstown, Brighton, and Wyoming. And I just wanted to thank all of you for your business over the years. My grandpa started this journey over 50 years ago, and now my dad, brother, and I operate over 6 locations in Colorado and 2 in Wyoming. So I guess you could say our family has done something right when it comes to boots. Come see us at one of our locations near you today.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Welcome back out here to Resurrection Christian High School. We are underway today. No balls, two strikes here. The leadoff hitter for the Vikings, Andrew Rankin. Here's a ground ball by way of third base. Easton Vecchio, the senior, knocks it down, but he's going to get an error here. He couldn't come up with it cleanly. So the Vikings have a runner on first for a leadoff hitter. Andrew Rankin aboard on the error, runner at first, and here's Jackson Dudley.
Well, that's not the way you want to start defensively, fumbling the ball at on the infield, but Luke Ruby will bounce back and see how he attacks this second hitter.
Jackson Dudley in at a .172, trying to climb over the 200 mark and to pitch in there for a strike. Boy, Luke Ruby works fast, Coach.
No pitch clock needed.
No pitch clock,
that's
certainly
how
needed.
A pitcher should pitch.
Rankin gets the lead over at first base. Ruby at the belt here. Resurrection Christian and Valley today. That one bunted foul outside of third base. So it'll be a ball and a strike here.
And Clark, when we sat down and we got to the ballpark, there was absolutely still air. And guess what's
The wind's kind of popping up here. Why not? What's baseball without a tornado, right? I think we're no balls, two strikes here, if I'm not mistaken. Ruby at the belt looks over at first base where Rankin is, delivers the plate, and he got him looking. Nice pitch.
Really good fastball there. I think that was a fastball that Luke brought on the outer portion, but location, boy, it's so refreshing to see someone just get out there and throw strikes.
Absolutely. 2.51 ERA this year for the senior, headed to CSU Pueblo. Here's the pitch to the plate outside with the first pitch, a ball and no strikes here to Caleb Kishari. This kid leads the Vikings in about three offensive categories. 21 hits leads the club. He's hitting .477. Ruby at the belt checks the runner. Now he's going to throw over there. It's a good move. And the runner back in, Deegs. That's Deegan Corrigan, the sophomore over at first base, who's been so impactful for Resurrection Christian. Second on the club in hits, second on the club in RBIs for Deegan Corrigan.
If Luke Ruby was a lefty, he'd be known as a crafty left-handed pitcher.
That's right. Fastball right there, and it missed down. Oh, that's in for a strike. Dave Ramirez is your home plate umpire today. Dave's one of those guys that takes his time with the right arm, so we're going to have to be patient here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. One ball, one strike here to Kishari. Comes back in the 1-1. Good pitch outside, and Kishari did enough just to tip it away.
Took a little off that pitch, a little off speed, and Kishari just was able to get a piece.
Ball of two strikes now to Caleb Kishari. Cameron Dudley, the third baseman, out on deck. Top of the first here at Res Christian, no score. Pitch here, fastball fouled away. Tried to get him to chase one upstairs.
Excellent two-strike pitch. Just going up top in the zone and trying to get that high fastball past him.
One ball, two strikes. Ruby looks in to get a sign now, the senior. 22 and a third innings coming in, 28 Ks for Luke this year. Comes back, 1-2, waved at and missed. Strike him out, throw him out, yes, sir. Double play, and the inning is over.
Boy,
just like that.
Freshman Bennett Ruby just throws a rifle down to second base, out by 2 feet, Clark.
Wow, the Rubies take care of business. A strike them out, throw them out. The brothers will talk about that in a second. We'll come back in a moment. Half an inning in the books, Vikings nothing. Here come the Cougars. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
If powerful Denver special interests get their way, it would become legal in Colorado for people who are not medical doctors to perform eye surgery. House Bill 1233 would allow optometrists who are not medical doctors or surgeons to operate on your eyes. And many claim it only takes a 32-hour training course to become a skilled eye surgeon. But Coloradans strongly reject that claim. In a recent poll, 87% of Colorado voters agreed that any requirements allowing surgery by optometrists should be the same as for ophthalmologists who are medical doctors and surgeons. But 96% of voters had not heard anything from their legislators about this dangerous proposal. The clock is ticking, so please don't wait any longer. Tell your state senators only surgeons should perform eye surgery.
Paid for by Colorado Society of Eye Physicians and Surgeons.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We go to the bottom of the first inning out here at Resurrection Christian High School. Preps Radio Game of the Week on a Friday. Coach and I'll be back at it tomorrow. 1 o'clock game time change. Windsor at home tomorrow against the Silver Creek Raptors. They're playing the Raptors today as well down in Longmont. So interesting situation there. But they changed the game because of, once again, just trying to get umpires scheduled. All right, here's the big lefty out on the hill. Mason Mitchell is a freshman, 11th appearance. Wow, 11 appearances, 14 and two-thirds innings, telling me he's coming out of the bullpen most of the time. 11 Ks in those 14 and two-thirds innings, but the catch a 12.89 ERA, so he's given up some runs. We'll see what Res Christian has in front of them.
Well, I'm sure Steve Kistler sees something he really likes in this kid and says, you know what, let's just get him as much experience this freshman year as we can.
All right, it'll be Carter Siebers, Ryan Ward, Carter Evans to go 1-2-3 for the Cougars here, and the first pitch is in the dirt. It's a ball and no strikes to Siebers, who's had a terrific year. One of the seniors in the senior day programming festivities before the game. Carter at 375, takes outside. Outside. It's two balls and no strikes here. Yeah, Siebers at 375. Three doubles, 10 runs driven in. Coming back here is Mitchell, and the pitch is in for a strike on the outside corner. So Mason Mitchell, the freshman, has a strike at two balls and one strike. Mason set to go again. Ryan Ward out on deck, and the pitch to Siebers missed all the way to the backstop here. So three balls and a strike here. Well, Rez is going to get some traffic today if things hold as they normally do, so we'll see. Set to go again, the freshman lefty. Kicks and deals, and the pitch is down low, ball four.
Well, Mason Mitchell just early on, trouble finding that strike zone. And Rez, on paper, should have a lot of traffic today.
Rez will run a little bit, about four stolen bases a game. Carter Evans leads the club with 12. He leads in a lot of different categories. Here's Ryan Ward, and the senior takes the first pitch in for a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1.
Ryan Ward, multi-sport athlete, did a tremendous job for their boys basketball team, I believe, as the lone senior for that team this winter.
Here's the 0-1. He'll dish over to first and off the glove of Max Doolittle, the senior first baseman, and down to second base goes Siebers. Carter had seven steals on the year coming in, but that one just an error. I think an E3 is probably what I'd call that.
I agree with you. That ball needs to be caught.
So Ryan Ward with a chance to get a run home here. Ward's driven in seven on the year, four doubles. Mitchell set to go, looks back at second base. Comes to Ryan Ward, and the pitch is a ground ball to third base. Charging is Dudley. Dudley, the junior, throws over to first. That's in time, but the runner's going to move to third with one out.
Ryan Ward just a little bit out in front of that pitch and hits the soft ground ball to the third baseman.
So one out, runner down at third base, and here comes your team RBI leader. 19 runs driven in for Carter Evans. Junior shortstop, boy, he's had a terrific year. See somebody this impactful in baseball, and you think, boy, they got another year before they decide where they're going to go. Mitchell deals, and the pitch is hit to left field. That's a base hit and an RBI for Carter Evans.
That pitch up over the almost to the shoulders, and Carter just a nice swing and drove that ball to left field. Mitchell really has to keep that ball down lower in the zone.
So one out, one run in. Carter Evans gets his 20th ribby of the year. Second guy on the team in RBIs, 18 ribbies for Deegan Corrigan. Deeg steps up, the sophomore, right here to hit for Rez. Mitchell deals, and that one's a high fly ball, left side foul. Coming over is the third baseman. That's Cameron Dudley, the junior, and makes the catch for the out. Good play out of our sight.
Yeah, we were a little blinded with the visibility here, but had to really hustle over and made a nice play on that foul ball to retire Corrigan.
Two down, runner at first. Carter Evans still over at first base, and here comes Brady Flood, the center fielder. Cougars 8-6 on the year, 7-6 in the league. That's in for a strike. Versus the big boys, though, 0-6, swept by Eaton, UH, and Brush. They've still got Sterling on the map last two games of the season.
And that's Sterling's a good opponent to play before the playoffs
start.
Sure,
absolutely.
That somewhat gets you ready. Some of these top teams they're playing pretty weak opponents to finish up, and they have to kind of re-gear it to get up against competitive teams.
Brady Flood swing through the second pitch. No balls, two strikes here to the Rez center fielder. Evans at first, bottom of the first here, 1-0 Rez. Throw over by the freshman lefty just to drive Carter Evans back to the bag. Cougars averaging 8 runs a game. Contrast that with Valley, who's averaging 3.5 a game. There goes the runner. Pitches down low and squirted away from Carson Adolph, the freshman catcher here. And into second with a stolen base goes Carter Evans. Chance for Brady Flood here with a 1-2 count to try to get a base hit and an RBI. Mitchell comes set at the belt. Look back at second base. Here's the pitch to the plate. Reaching out, swinging, and misses, and down goes Brady Flood.
Good location just off the corner of that plate, and Flood just couldn't hold up on the swing.
A run on a hit for the Cougars in the first inning. We'll come back with a second in a moment here. 1-0 Rez over Valley. Back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Wake up with Good Morning NOCO with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get to the second inning out at Resurrection Christian High School in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick, Sammy Greenfield, seventh grader here at Rez. He's going to take the third inning call today. He and Bruce will have the play-by-play in the third for you guys, so stick around for that. Sammy does the NFHS broadcasting for Resurrection Christian Basketball with his dad, Randy. Here's the pitch on the way. Breaking ball. Good first pitch there by Luke Ruby, and it's fouled back by Cameron Dudley. No balls and a strike. Dudley in at 255, team leader and runs batted in. He's got 12 on the year. That's for a team that's only hitting 220 as a club this year. Outside corner got him looking.
Tough assignment today for the Vikings. Yep. They're going against Luke Ruby. Luke has probably wanted to be out on that mound because they've had some delays in their schedule, Clark.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
Looks very sharp so far.
Pitch swung on and missed here. Max Doolittle, the first baseman, checks in. Three straight strikeouts for Ruby here. And, boy, he comes in a hurry there, and
I
it's quickly 0-2.
I love how he works. Great pace.
Swung on and missed, and down he goes. Back-to-back K's here in the second inning and four in a row.
Yeah, since the ground ball to third base, it's been all strikeouts.
Two out here in the second, and Raiden Pelletier will come to the plate, and that's in for a strike. Look at just Luke getting out in front of people here. This will be my favorite inning of the year right here. Ruby set to go, no balls and a strike. Comes back to Pelletier, and that's in for a strike as well. No balls, two strikes.
Are we going to see the immaculate inning, or did he have a ball that first?
I can't even remember that. I don't think he did.
Immaculate inning.
I think that's
we're going to call it that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Three strikeouts, Clark.
Boom, boom, boom. Down go the Vikings in the second inning. Three straight strikeouts. Make it five in a row for Mr. Ruby. We'll head to the bottom of the second inning out here at Rez. 1-0 Cougars as they come to hit here in the bottom of the second. And we'll be back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, folks, let's go. Bottom of the second inning out here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Thank you to Mario and Destiny Gomez out in Kersey. Any of your irrigation needs, it is Alliance Irrigation. Cougars with a 1-0 lead. Luke Ruby, who looks fantastic on the hill so far, will lead things off here. Mitchell, the freshman, deals, and it's way outside. It's a ball and no strikes here to Luke. Ruby on the season at 3-0-2. Mitchell comes back, and the 1-0 again way outside, 2-0. One home run, a triple, a couple of doubles, 8 runs driven in for Ruby at the plate this year. That's the eldest. His freshman brother's doing the catching today. That's really cool. Pitch here is inside by Mitchell. Quickly 3-0.
We had Luke Ruby, who was throwing all strikes. And here in this bottom half, Clark, we're at 3 balls.
Horse of a different color, no doubt. Easton Vecchio out on deck. That pitch is in for a strike. 3-1. So it's Luke Ruby, then Easton Vecchio, then Bennett Ruby, and at the bottom of the order, Caden Bailey, if they get there here in the second. Mitchell comes back, 3-1. That's up, ball 4, and Luke Ruby is going to take first base. Yeah, they will go courtesy runner here. I thought I saw 8 on there, but I don't have an 8 on my scorecard, so. Did you see, Bruce?
Let me see. Number 8, Andrew Renken. Or excuse
no, no,
me,
no.
For I'm on the wrong
yeah,
roster
I just
here.
Yeah, I just said he's not on there.
He is not
yeah.
on the scorecard or the roster.
I just didn't know if I got the number right.
It has
so
to
if you,
be on the scorecard somewhere.
If you can peek down there and see if that's
let
an 8 on his
see.
Back, that would be great. Here's Easton Vecchio to the plate. Runner on at first.
Braden McCallman.
Braden McCallman.
Braden McCallman, number 8.
All right, back to the plate, and the pitch is bunted foul up along first base. So quickly, no balls and 2 strikes here to Easton Vecchio.
Easton, one of the seniors for the Cougars this year.
Cougars trying to win their 8th straight against the Valley Vikings. Last time Valley beat them was in 2017. That's when the Vikings won the state title. That pitch outside, looking down at first base, the catcher, Carson Adolph, but it was just a bluff. All right, 1-2 here. Runner gets a lead at first here for the Cougars. Mitchell comes back, and the pitch waved at and missed. Throw down to first, almost airmailed that one into right field, but Max Doolittle, the senior first baseman, went up high to bring it down, and that's a strikeout as Vecchio whiffs. One out, runner down at first, Bennett Ruby, freshman catcher coming up here for the Cougars. Mitchell set to go. Freshman to freshman runner goes. Throw down to second base, and he's going to steal this one with a head-first slide into the bag at second.
And really no chance. That was all on Mitchell, the pitcher. Just didn't give a look over there to first base, and a huge jump, especially against a left-handed pitcher. So McCallum, a nice job of reading the pitcher and stealing second base.
All right, McCallum in the lead at second. A pitch to the plate has to back off the hitter here in Bennett Ruby. And it's two balls and no strikes here. Caden Bailey, the left fielder, out on deck for Mike Magaro's club. At the belt here is Mitchell. Checks the runner again at second base. And the pitch to the plate, Ruby takes that one on a floater, and it is in for a strike.
Ooh. That wasn't a little delay. That was kept us on our heels there for a long time.
Two balls and a strike. Mitchell comes, set at the belt again. Mike delivers, and the pitch is inside. Mason Mitchell is a freshman, 12th appearance for him, as we said earlier. Three balls and a strike now. Cougars a pitch away from putting two on here in the second. Eight runs a game for this offense from Resurrection Christian. They're hitting .325 as a club. And that pitch outside corner, a little bit of Angel Hernandez in the air. Three balls, two strikes. Just my way of saying that might have been out of the zone I'd call, but
just a few inches.
3-2. Mitchell take any strike he can get right now. Mason comes back. 3-2, and that's hammered into left field. Coming up in a hurry, diving and not being able to glove it is Raiden Pelletier. Around third base is the McCallum, the runner. He'll score. And into second base, here goes Bennett Ruby with an RBI double and a diving try out in left field.
Well, very good effort out there in left field, but just kind of misjudged it a little bit. And actually, when he missed it, couldn't find the ball right away either. Good help from his center fielder directing him to the baseball.
Coach talking about Jackson Dudley, the junior center fielder here for the Vikings, over to help out on the play. So one out, man at second. 2-0 now for the Cougars. They won 11-0 against Valley on opening day in Gilchrist. Mitchell deals away. It's a ball and no strikes. Cougars have won two in a row, four of their last five. They swept Platte Valley and Liberty Common, but lost at Brush. Mitchell comes back. That pitch up in the zone again. Two balls and no strikes. Caden Bailey back into the box now at .250 coming in for Caden. No homers, a couple runs driven in. And that one might have hit him? No, it's just inside. Looked like it might have got him on the knee there. And it's 3-0.
Caden Bailey, one of the young players for this Cougars team, just a sophomore.
Mitchell at the belt, 3-0 pitch to the left fielder is way high, ball four. So Bailey down to first, puts it 2-1 with one out here and right back to the top of the order with Carter Siebers.
Well, I'm sure Carter is hoping to get a pitch to hit. Those leadoff guys, as good as they want to, you know, see the zone and walk, you know he's dying to get a base hit here.
All right, two balls and two strikes. I'm sorry. That's not correct. We just have a new hitter up here, Clark. You should probably pay more attention.
But there is one out.
There is one out. That's exactly right. Carter Siebers at the plate here. Pitch on the way to Siebers. Kind of around if as if he wanted to bunt, but pulled back and takes a strike on the outside corner.
That zone has, I think, gotten just a little wider.
Siebers walked his first time in at .375. Good season for Carter. No homers, 10 runs driven in. And that pitch missed inside, and it's a ball and a strike here.
Well, Mason would love a ground ball to the shortstop or second baseman here to see if they could turn a double play and get out of this inning without any more damage.
Mitchell at the belt comes back, and there's the ground ball. Slowly hit the short. Probably only one play here for Kashari. Going to try to go to first, and it is in time.
Yeah, just as you said, Clark, just hit too slow to try for the double play. But that is a big out for the Vikings.
So Ryan Ward, the senior right fielder, will come to the plate now with two Cougars sitting out there in scoring position. A chance with a base hit to get a 4-0 advantage. Pitch on the way to Ryan Ward, and he misses outside of ball and no strikes. Ryan just donning the same jersey number that he wears on the basketball team here, or did this year. One ball, no strikes. Runners get their leads at second and third, the 1-0. And it swung on in a little looper over short. It's going to fall into left field for a base hit. Dudley in to pick it up. Two runs are going to score, and it's 4-0 on a two-run single by Ryan Ward.
Nice base hit by Ryan Ward. Just got it, you know, over the shortstop. There was no way either outfielder could get to it. And two RBIs for the senior.
So for Ward, RBIs 8 and 9 this season. Ryan's down at first base. Two outs now, but a big hit, as Coach said. 4-0 game now. And here is Carter Evans. Pitch misses away. It's a ball and no strikes. Cougars, five round trippers this year, and Carter Evans has three of them. Mason Mitchell's going to visit first base and drive Ward back to the bag. Four nothing on our Gould Part scoreboard. Any part you have or need, give them a call, 454-3355, Gould Parts in Eaton. Another visit over at first base here by Mitchell.
Ryan Ward getting a nice lead at first base. Saw his teammate McElman get a big jump earlier in the inning.
Mitchell comes back, and the floater misses down low. Two balls, no strikes here. .28 extra base hits for the Cougars. That's two a game. 20 doubles, three triples, five home runs. Mitchell comes back. There goes Ward. Pitches high. Throw down to second, and Ryan Ward head first slide and a stolen base.
Well, if they wish, the Cougars are going to have a big day stealing bases, because their first attempts, that hasn't even been close. For the catcher, and most of that is on the pitcher with the big jump.
Pitch on the way here, and that one misses away, ball four. So Evans walks, Ward's still at second base. We've got first and second, two outs here. One of those reasons for the big lefty here and the freshman, and Steve Kissler's going to come out and talk to him right now. He's very deliberate, too. As soon as he starts that motion, there's a lot of windup and a lot of getting to actually throw into baseball, so not good, one, if he's not holding the runner well, but two, he just takes a while to get to the plate.
Yeah, very slow, deliberate. Been thrown over to first base a couple times to try to keep the runner close, but after they've seen the pitcher with his moves a few times, they know they can get that big lead and get the jump, stealing second base.
Kissler going to stay with the freshman here. I like that. Steve's a good dude. What a great man, a great coach. Great with his kids. Told you in the pregame show, we were talking to him about his son Tyler playing at Hastings College. That's just a proud dad, man. The smile, you tell him he's 3-16 on the year, but the smile when he starts talking about his kid out there at college, that's big time. Deegan Corrigan, runners go. Both of them moving, and they stole it, as Bruce has been saying, off the pitcher.
Yeah, double steal, the third and a second base. So Ward and Evans each advance.
Evans down at second, Ward's at third here. Corrigan kind of trying to drive him in. Deegan second on the club and ribbies. Pitch waved at and missed. That's a good off-speed pitch. Out in front of it on the front foot was Deegan Corrigan. All right, one ball, one. Nope, he went 0-2. He just, Dave Ramirez said 1-1, 1-1. Now he went 0-2. I think he was trying to get him to change the scoreboard, then he realized he was wrong. No balls, two strikes. Mitchell at the belt here. Pitch on the way to Corrigan is down low. It's a ball and two strikes. Deegan, the number one hitter on the club average-wise, he's hitting .488. Mitchell at the belt comes back, and the pitch is hit into right center field. Going back is Dudley, away back, and this ball is gone. Deegan Corrigan touches them all. It is a three-run shot here, and it's 7-0 Cougars in the second inning.
Well, boy, Clark, that didn't take long. You know, we talk about the base on balls and then a base hit and then the big fly. Nice swing by Deegan Corrigan to give the Cougars that 7-0 lead.
Into that, kind of into that wind in right center field, too. He poked that thing. So a second home run of the year for Deegs. It is the sixth Cougar home run of the season. 7-0 here in the second, and here comes Brady Flood, the ninth hitter of this second inning. All right, set to go. Here's the look and a pitch, and that one is up and out, and it's a ball and no strikes. Six runs on three hits in the inning here. That one swung on and missed, and it's 1-1.
Boy, Corrigan, he put a nice swing on that ball, Clark. You know, just a sophomore. Good power when you go to right center to hit it out of the park.
Yeah, as I said, you know, the wind is blowing against that right now. That swung on and missed. So, yeah, he put a toast into it. That's a ball and two strikes. Mitchell is a strike away from getting to the dugout here down 7-0. All right, looking to pitch. He comes back, and it's popped up. It should get back behind us out of play.
It is behind us, and boom, nope. All right, these cars right behind us, Clark, they're brave. Either that or they're still inside the building and have no idea that there's a baseball game going on.
I don't know that me parking there is brave. It's probably just the fact that it was so close.
Are you back there?
I am. This one fouled away. In shallow left field. It's in fair grounds, actually. I thought that was going foul. And a threesome out there. That's Pelletier, Kashari, and Dudley, and it fell between them. And into second base goes Brady Flood.
Well, are we giving him a double on that, Clark?
Sure, why not? They corralled it. They surrounded it. They just didn't catch it.
Same thing happened to the Cincinnati Reds the other night, only that one was right in front of the pitcher's mound. You'd think with all the professional infielders, somebody could catch the ball, but dropped right there, was never touched.
Pitch on the way here to Luke Ruby, misses away, it's a ball and no strikes. I think the Cincinnati Reds and the Vikings here have the same number of wins this year. I think they both have three.
That is correct.
Ruby walked, stole a base, and scored his first time. Runner goes throw down to third base, and having to leave the bag to take care of the baseball was Cameron Dudley. So stolen base there, and they're just running at will, like Coach said.
Yeah, every time they get a decent lead, and they can just run. Being up 7-0, let's see how long that continues running the bases.
Yeah, that's going to stop pretty shortly. It's inside there. Three balls and no strikes now to Luke. Easton Vecchio is out on deck here for the Cougars. 7-0, a runner at third and two outs here in the second inning. Mitchell comes back, and it's popped up into right center field. It is going to be the right fielder coming over. That's Anthony Solis, and puts it away for the out. And we are done in the second inning. But a big six-run inning for the Resurrection Christian Cougars. When we come back, Bruce and Sammy Greenfield going to take over the third inning. We're back in a moment. It is 7-0 Cougars in front. This Brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the game against the Resurrection Cougars and Valley Vikings. Resurrection up 7-0 as we go into the top of the third inning. Hey, want to thank AMCO of Fort Collins, putting the care back into car care. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, and more. Give Don Scott a call at 226-4477. In Loveland, Dave Martin, 667-3006. Mason Mitchell up to the plate against Luke Ruby, who has just been sharp today. We have a 1-1 count on Mitchell. Sammy, what do you think of the contrast in pitchers so far with Ruby and Mitchell for the Vikings?
Ruby's got 5 straight strikeouts. He's pitching a good game. And Mitchell, I think he's done. He did really well in the first 2 innings at just holding the Cougars to only a couple runs. And then in the 7th inning, the batters for the Cougars got their 2nd at-bats, and that's where they were able to go to work.
Here's a called strike 3 on Mitchell, and Luke Ruby once again gets a called strikeout. Thus far in the game, Sammy, Luke Ruby has 6 strikeouts, 3 of them called, 3 of them going down swinging. First pitch to Carson Adolph, and that is a curveball in for a strike. Another curveball. Ruby's curveball is really sharp right now.
Yeah, I think he's going to look really good at CSU Pueblo, and I think he's also a really good batter, so they'll be happy to have him there.
They sure will. CSU Pueblo, terrific job in recruitment of Luke Ruby, and you like you say, he's just a good athlete all around. There's our 2nd out of the inning as Adolph goes down swinging, and Sammy, since the leadoff hitter Rentkin grounded out to the third baseman, here it is, all strikeouts so far for Ruby.
Yeah, and that's another strike, but Luke Ruby, he is at a no-hitter right now, and Vaughn Green, when they were at Gilcrest, I'm pretty sure he also pitched a no-hitter against Valley.
I think that was a 5-inning no-hitter, am I correct?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, the count on Solis, Anthony Solis, the right fielder for the Valley Vikings, and we're 1-1. Clark just gave me some good info, Sammy. Yeah, Vaughn Green, that was 5 innings pitched with 8 strikeouts that day. And he did give up the 1 hit, so it was a 1 hitter. Our count 2-2 here on Solis. 2 outs, top of the 3rd. And another strikeout for Luke Ruby. Wow. 8 strikeouts in the first 3 innings. Luke Ruby is on to a stellar performance. At the end, coming into the bottom of the half of the 3rd inning, it's the Cougars 7 and the Vikings 0. We'll be back after this.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
Hey, how does this sound? A&W's juicy signature Papa Burger, crispy, golden fried onion rings, and the zing of spicy Papa sauce for dipping. We'd say that has a nice ring to it. The Papa Burger and onion rings combo, always at your local A&W.
Stop by today and get your delicious Papa Burger combo at A&W in Eaton, located just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., A&W Eaton. Limited time only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. We go to the bottom of the third inning out here at Resurrection Christian High School. 7-0 Cougars in front in this one. Our kidcaster, Sammy Greenfield, did a little color action in the analyst action in the third inning with Bruce. Now he's going to be our play-by-play guy here. Sammy, I got to tell you, man, great job this year, NFHS, doing basketball out here at Res with your dad. How much fun is that calling high school basketball?
That's a lot of fun. It's a faster sport, and I loved it because the Cougars had a pretty good team. We were underrated coming into the season. No one thought that we were going to be one of the top after what happened last year and losing our players from 2020. But we kind of surprised everybody, and we made it to state and lost to Aspen, which wasn't the best, but we made a great run.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Sure did. All right, I'm going to let you get going here. Cougars have Easton Vecchio, Bennett Ruby, and Caden Bailey bottom of the order here in the third inning. And for all the play-by-play now, let's go to Sammy Greenfield.
The first pitch, Easton Vecchio, he will fly out, and that'll be caught by the right fielder there for Valley, which is Anthony Solis.
Vecchio trying to go the opposite way that time, Sammy. That's always good for a hitter to be patient and go with an outside pitch to the opposite field. So Vecchio 0 for 2, Bennett Ruby coming up.
And the new pitcher is Cooper Foster, who's a junior for the Valley Vikings.
It's a good catch by you.
First pitch is high for a ball. Bennett Ruby, the catcher, he's catching for his brother, for his older brother today. That's got to be fun for them. That ball will be popped right by us.
You almost had that, didn't you?
Almost.
You didn't bring your glove today, did you?
Nope.
All right. How much? So that you're talking about Luke's brother, Bennett, at the plate right here. Do you have a brother as well or no?
No, only child.
All right.
Get all the presents at Christmas.
You get to play with your dad all the time. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. And almost made a great play there as the third baseman for the Valley Vikings, but Bennett Ruby just gets it down the line. Really good swing, and that'll be a single for the Cougars.
Freshman Bennett Ruby, 2 for 2 now, double and a single in the ballgame. So the freshman, his brother's only thrown 8 straight strikeouts on the hill. So the Ruby brothers are knocking it out of the park here today in Loveland.
Yep. And Caden Bailey now up. Caden Bailey's a sophomore batting 250 this year. First pitch is inside. He walked in his first at-bat on 4 pitches. See if they can get another runner on and get a guy in a scoring position for the top of the order. And they'll look at first base and throw it over there to try to get Bennett Ruby, and they cannot. One-oh count. And that's a high pitch right there. That's another ball for a 2-0 count now.
All right, Sammy, basketball, we were talking before. Did you have a favorite Res basketball player this year? Or just the whole team?
I like the whole team, but that ball is killed by Caden Bailey. Really high, got to deal with the win, and they will catch that. That's 2 down now. And Cooper there, the pitcher's getting through this inning, and actually the Cougars' third inning is actually their best inning on average this year. Carter Sieber's on now. But to answer your question, I liked how Ty Yoder played and excited to see how he does, only being a freshman and seeing what he could do in the next couple of years. So that first pitch is in there for a strike. But I liked seeing how Jacob Barker, the big man for the Cougars, he improved a lot over the basketball season, only starting the year averaging a couple points and ending the year with probably 15 points per game. And that was really cool to see how he has kind of changed from starting on the bench last year, not getting much playing time, and now this year he's a starter, and that's who they counted on. That pitch will be outside for it's a 1-2 count now.
Guys are hearing our kid caster. It is Sammy Greenfield out here, seventh grader today, and very, very cool for Sammy to come out and join us today for the third inning.
And 2-2, or no, that's a strikeout, and they get out of the inning right there. And really good inning pitch there by Cooper Foster, and that will be the end of the third inning.
All right, no runs, a hit for the Cougs in the third inning. Sammy, thank you so much for coming out, jumping on the radio with us. You can stay there and sit there. Maybe we get another half inning out of you before we're done today, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to come back in a moment. We'll head to the fourth inning out here at Resurrection Christian High School. 7-0, Cougs in front. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
103.1 FM, K276 GU and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
All right, let's go to the fourth inning out here. Our kidcaster, Sammy Greenfield, knocked it out of the park in the third inning. That's fun. Listen for him a few years, folks. Get Sammy taking over for, our guys out at...
Joe Buck.
Yeah, for Joe Buck. That's exactly right. That would be good stuff. Taking the ball here in the fourth inning, Luke Ruby, who all he's done is strike out eight in a row here. And a pitch on the way. Got a first pitch strike. Actually, no. First pitch ball. So 2-0, I believe, here.
Well, Clark, I got the foul ball still from what happened. I've been working on my curveball grip. See if I, you know, still can grip the curveball and, you know, the two-seamer. And doesn't it just always feel good to have a baseball in your hands?
No doubt about it. Pitch missed down there. It's 3-1 here. Andrew Rankin aboard on an error his first time, fouls this one off. The only player for the Vikings that's hit the ball in the field of play, but Easton Vecchio bobbled it over at third and put the runner aboard. Three balls, two strikes. Fourth inning, 7-0 Cougars over the Valley Vikings. They beat them 11-0 on opening day. Rankin digs back in. Ruby deals. Now it's hit to center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Brady Flood, the center fielder, will play it back in, and Rankin's got a leadoff single here for the Vikings.
And the first base hit given up by Luke Ruby today. Rankin with a nice swing takes that ball to right center. And he's been the only Viking to make contact with the bat, Clark.
That is
everybody else has struck out.
That is true. Jackson Dudley, one of the eight strikeout victims, comes to the plate here. Fastball, boy, he brought that good heat that time by Ruby.
That might be the best velocity that he's had today on that pitch.
No balls and a strike. Luke at the belt, and then timeout called here by Dudley. He'll back out of the box.
There's a little theory behind that fastball, that last fastball. A little ticked off, he gave up the base hit.
Whoa, my fastball in at the wrist and almost at the head that time. Backed him off. The bat saved him, and it's a foul ball. If he doesn't knock that away with a bat, he's going to get hit in the chest with it.
Why is the runner advancing to second, Clark?
I think he's going to – I'm sure he's going to go back. Dave Ramirez, the home plate umpire, called it a foul ball here. Steve Kissler's in to talk about it, but, yeah, just that was just
– a little scary.
Yeah, but automatic for him just to throw his hands up and try to protect himself. And lucky he had the bat there because it knocked it away. He's pegged if not. Yeah, so runner down at second base, he'll jump out of there for a second. Thank you, as Bruce said before. Thank you to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Lance Pickett, your guy in Fort Collins. Dave Martin is your guy over in Loveland now. 40 years in the business, number one store in the region in Fort Collins. Now they've got you that same expertise and customer service in beautiful Loveland, right across from the Sam's Club there on Eisenhower. It is AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care. All right, still not sure why the runner's at second base here. They called a balk? Is that right? Okay. They called a balk on
okay,
that
right. That kind of went right through us. Yep. We did not see the balk, but this pitch was still made.
That's odd because a balk usually means a ball, too.
Dead ball.
And it's not. And now we are. Yeah, that's. I don't think that's the play. That swung on and missed right there. Quickly, no balls and two strikes here, but somehow.
Yeah, Bach is a no pitch.
You know, whatever the. I mean, it puts him at second base, but that was a foul ball that Ramirez called there.
But if it's a Bach, it's irrelevant.
But it went 0-1 still. Here's the next pitch, ground ball, third base, wide of the bag, diving and making the play at third base as Vecchio throws to first in time. That's a beauty. That is a defensive gem out there. And I want to thank our good friends at Steamway Florida Ceiling, our great sponsor for defensive gems. As Jerry Coleman used to say in San Diego, you can hang a star on that defensive play.
Wow, Easton Vecchio leaves his feet, gets up, makes the throw. Really great play out there by the Cougar third baseman.
Rankin goes to third. The pitch is up here to Caleb Kishari. Kashari's second on the club, and Ribby's, he's got 10. That pitch missed, so quickly 2-0. This is a spot Luke Ruby has not been in today, being behind the hitter.
Yeah, he's done a great job with his command thus far.
2-0 and a fastball waved at and missed. Cameron Dudley, the third baseman, out on deck here for Steve Kistler's gang. Breaking ball's a beaut. He catches the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Not that long ago, Vikings, 2017 state champions, beat the Eaton Reds 17-1 in that championship game that year. Two balls, two strikes. Ruby comes back in the fastball. Boy, he brought it, but it's up and away. And it's 3-2. Vikes trying to get on the board here. 3-2, waved at and missed, and down he goes.
Really nice breaking pitch on the 3-2 count. And another K as Takari goes down swinging.
So Kashari whiffs, two outs here. Ninth K for Luke Ruby, the senior. And here's Cameron Dudley. First pitch in and over for a strike.
Clark, you're doing a good job starting to learn Dave Ramirez's strike zone.
Yeah, we're
because you're not
called patience. Yeah,
not waiting for the actual call.
That one's in for strike two. No balls, two strikes here. Cougars will be at the academy tomorrow. Next week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Loveland and Sterling at home, then Sterling on the road. Four games left. Number 16 RPI. We'll see where they land. That's not that 16 spot is not something you want to hold on to.
Well, with Sterling ranked higher in RPI, and also Loveland. You know, Loveland is 12-13 now in 5A RPI.
That one swung on and missed, and down he goes, and that will retire the side. 10 strikeouts in the first four innings for Luke Ruby. He does surrender his first hit of the game, but, boy, he's pitching great. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning out here in Loveland. It's the Cougars 7 and the Vikings nothing. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
CNH Solutions in Ault prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Ault, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We head to the home half of the fourth inning out here in Loveland, Resurrection Christian High School today. The number 16 RPI of the Cougars with a 7-0 lead here. Ryan Ward Sr. going to lead things off here in the fourth inning against Cooper Foster, and the pitch is in for a strike.
Foster comes with a nice breaking pitch to start Ward off with a strike.
Mike Magaro a little late. The coach getting over to third base right there. Here's the look and the pitch. That one down low got between the legs of Carson Adolph, the freshman catcher. And it's a ball and a strike. Was talking to Mike Magaro before the game, and Brad Evans was over there as well, and we talked about Carter playing over at Triple Crown. Carter Evans did play for Mike over there as well. Pitch waved at and missed. That's a good pitch by Foster. Way out in front of it was Ryan Ward.
Yeah, Ryan just got a little off balance and started striding, thinking probably that was a fastball. Nice breaking pitch.
1-2. Foster comes back to Ward, and the pitch, another breaking ball, and he goes down looking.
Had Ward completely fooled on that, Clark. Nice job of pitching.
So one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 7-0 lead. Makes me want to peruse the pitching for Foster so far. 10th appearance, 7.36 ERA. The team has a 10.31 ERA, so 7.36 on this team. That's the leader in the clubhouse. Chipper off the end of the bat down to first base. Going to pick it up there as Doolittle goes to the pitcher in time at first for the out.
Foster, terrific job of getting off the mound and going and covering the base as the ball's hit to the first baseman.
So two down here in the fourth inning. This is a quick game today. Here is Deegs. Deegan Corrigan, three-run shot his last time up. He's 1-for-2 in the ballgame. All right, Foster set to go here. Two outs, bottom of the fourth, 7-0 Cougars, and the pitch is up in the zone. Tried to break off a curveball there, just didn't get over the top on it, and it's a ball and no strikes.
A lot of baseball on KFKA today, Clark.
Rockies coming up tonight, that's right. Next pitch down low. Who do they have today? Who's throwing?
They are in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks.
You know who's tossing it?
Diamondbacks are 13-13 coming into this game. Let's see, Sensatella.
Freeland tonight?
Went, so I believe it is Freeland.
Swung on and missed right there by Corrigan. Another good breaking pitch. Foster's look good so far.
You know what? Sammy just informed me. You know who we forgot in the Rockies rotation? Chad Cool.
Oh, look at that.
Is on tonight. That's right.
Mr. Cool.
And they've kept that same starting rotation early in this year.
Well, swung on and missed right there. Maybe got a piece of it, but it's quickly two strikes. Two balls, two strikes now to Deegan Corrigan. Two outs, bottom of the fourth, a run in the first for the Cougars. Six big ones in the second inning. And time called. Deegan just kind of tired of waiting there, and that'll be the interesting thing when they come in with a pitch clock.
Read my mind, Clark.
What's that going to do?
With the pitch clock in professional baseball, how's that going to play out?
2-2 here to Corrigan. Missed it up and away. Three balls and two strikes here.
I'm thinking once the batter steps into the box, he's in the box to stay.
Locked in. Boy, that'll change things. 3-2. That pitcher, and that Deegan just waited for it and it hit him on the helmet. That's using the old noggin. He's down at first base. Two outs, runner down at first, and Brady Flood, who's doubled in the ballgame, will come to the plate. If you're wondering about mercy rules, it's 20 after 3, 15 after 4. Next inning could come into play. It's 10 after 5. Pitch here, ground ball to third base. It will stay up over the bag fair. Hops up over the glove of Cameron Dudley. And down to second base here goes Corrigan. So a two-out rally here. Two on, two out, and here comes Luke Ruby.
And I think that ball actually hit third base.
I think
did it
did.
Not, Clark?
Yep. I thought it was going to go foul, but no, Dudley went right behind the bag, and it caromed up off the bag up over his head.
Brady Flood says, thank you.
Take it. Looks like a line drive in the scorebook. All right, here's Luke Ruby. Two on, two out. Pitch to the plate, waved at and missed. He came off speed again, and it's no balls and a strike here. Cougars trying to win their third in a row, make it 5 of 6 if they get the win here today. Be their 9th win of the season, would be their 8th Patriot League win. Fastball missed inside. Ruby backed off. That's all the way to the backstop, so the runners will advance 90 feet.
Yeah, the Cougars kind of sitting in that 5th spot of the Patriot League. They've had no trouble defeating any of the teams below them, but just struggled with the upper echelon teams.
Yeah, it seems like we've got a pretty good stack of 4, and then the Cougars, they're younger than the rest. We'll see what they do going forward, but sure, it's a team on the improve. And love Mike McGarrow. He's a baseball guy, and figure this team next year really going to improve. Well, Steve Kistler out to talk to Dave Ramirez back behind the plate here, so let's see. We might be getting a change here. I'm not sure, but now McGarrow comes down as well, so let's see.
Oh, he did? The pitcher?
Oh, Dave Ramirez got knocked around. He got a ball off the arm here. So I know Dave. He's a tough guy. You just have to say, hey, get back in there. Get back in there and take care of your business. Thank you to Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty, folks, it's that simple when we're working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. The Goosehead difference means also using their digital platform to receive auto and home loans in less than 5 minutes. Call Mike Leffler with Goosehead Insurance today at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. All right, ball and a strike here. Two outs, 7-0 ball game here for Res Christian. But two runners sitting out there. Those are two big runners, which would move us closer to mercy time. Breaking ball in and over for a strike. Dave Ramirez is back in action behind the plate.
Cooper Foster loves that curveball, doesn't he, Clark?
Oh, sure
and he's
does.
He's doing a good job of controlling it right now.
One ball, two strikes here to Ruby. Foster comes back, 1-2. Another breaking ball stayed up. So two balls and two strikes. Luke digs back into the box here. Here's the 2-2 to Ruby. That is down low. Thought he might have got the corner on that one. Three balls, two strikes. First base open, so it's not a felony to walk a runner or the hitter here. Easton Vecchio is out on deck. He's 0-2. Next pitch, and that missed inside.
Well, Ruby draws his second base on balls for the day. He has drawn more base on balls than he has pitched base on
balls.
Yes,
he has.
Looks like we're going to see a change now, Clark.
Yeah, pitching change coming up. So we're going to step away for 60 seconds here. Micah, dial up a couple of spots. We'll come back in a moment, find out who the Vikings' new pitcher will be. We'll do that when we come back here. 7-0 Res Christian, but they got him loaded with 2 outs in the 4th. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers.
Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Well, while we were gone, missed a fly ball to left field. Raiden Pelletier, the junior left fielder for the Vikings. A can of corn for him, so Easton Vecchio flies out. We'll keep it here as we head to the fifth inning. Sammy, you ready to do some more play-by-play, my friend?
Sure.
All right. Sammy Greenfield, our kid caster, is going to jump back on here. With Bruce, do you want to be on with him? Nope. Bruce is going to step out for a sec, so I'll take him with him. We're going to the fifth inning out here at Resurrection Christian High School in Loveland. Let's talk about some of our great sponsors here as we get to it. The Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up when we are done. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Alt Feed Mill. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Their number to call, 970-834-2132. We'll also, on the postgame show, have our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game and our Journey Homes Play of the Game. Also want to thank SOAR for their great sponsorship here on Preps Radio. Stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen SOAR. Look them up on Facebook. They're all about getting your athlete to the next level, just training them in all those big parts. 30th, I believe. I think they're into it. No, May 30th. Is that what the date is that we remembered for their summer program? Does that sound right, Bruce? Yeah. So, look them up on Facebook, SOAR, S-O-A-R, Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. Pitch is just inside. One ball, no strikes. Let's go right now to Sammy Greenfield. Sammy, take away the play-by-play the rest of the inning here.
Ruby gets a foul ball there on Max Doolittle, who's in the box here. 1-1 count now. Max Doolittle, a senior, batting 289 this year. And that's a swing and a miss. 1-2 count now. And that'll hit him. Not what Ruby wanted. Hopefully he can bring it back and get a couple of strikes here and possibly a strikeout.
Sammy, you look at the scoreboard for the Vikings. The 3 through 9 hitters, you just exclude the 1 and 2s. Actually, the 2 through 9. That's the first base runner in the 2 through 9 lineup today.
Yeah, Luke Ruby's done really good with keeping those guys off, but I think he's kind of getting a little tired here, and by hitting him with the pitch and letting guys get a little bit more contact, but hopefully he can bring it back. So that's a swing and a miss there. Pitch is low, and Max Doolittle will advance on that one as that bounces around the hitter and behind him, and Doolittle able to advance. I'll make it a 1-1 count.
All right, you guys are listening to the next Jerry Schimmel out here. We've got Sammy Greenfield, our kid caster today. Sammy, take it away.
So 1-2 count now as he got him looking there. It was interesting to see Luke Ruby on the last at-bat with Cooper pitching all of those curveballs, and that's Ruby. He likes pitching curveballs a lot, seeing if he could hit his own pitch. That'll be a little chopped foul. 1-2.
Been a quick game today for Luke Ruby, no doubt. Wonder what his pitch count's at. Boy, he has just sailed through the first four innings.
And the pitch low again. This time the catcher's able to keep handle of it, 2-2 count. Luke Ruby will look to strike him out here, and that's a foul ball. And another foul ball there.
Thank one of our great sponsors, Gould Parts, on the scoreboard. Sponsor 7-0 up on the Gould Parts scoreboard right now. Any part you need, give them a call today out in Eaton, 454-3355.
That ball will be bounced in front, and that will go fair. And Bennett Ruby, good throw, but he will beat it out. Raiden Pelletier, he reaches off of a slow roller on the infield. Bennett Ruby not quite able to get there. And batting for number 21, Mason Mitchell, will be Cooper Foster, who has been pitching for the Valley Vikings. And it looks like the coach for the Cougars will be coming out to talk to Luke Ruby and possibly pull him.
I'm going to bet you a nickel they leaves him in, Sammy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's what it looks like right now. But in a little bit of a jam. They'd like to be able to end this one a little early, knowing they have to play tomorrow at the academy, get a little extra rest.
That's a good point, yeah. You want to try to keep your guys fresh for the next day, of course. The situation right now, they need to hold them here and pick up three runs in the bottom of the fifth. And that would be mercy time here for Resurrection Christian.
And the do up for the Cougars in the bottom of the fifth will be Bennett Ruby, Caden Bailey, and Carter Siebers. So they will get back to the top of the lineup, which will help. But Luke Ruby will stay in the game here. And he's in a little bit of a jam with runners on first and third. Pitch is low for a ball. I think if a guy gets on here, I think that's when they'll pull him, as there is someone working in the bullpen for the Cougars. 1-0 count on Cooper Foster, and that's a swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of Bennett Ruby. One count. The pitch, and that'll be fouled back. 1-2 count. Big pitch for Luke Ruby here, but also a big pitch for the Valley Vikings trying to get back into the count, and they would really like to get a guy on here and have the bases loaded or score a run with no outs. 1-2. High curveball, and he will be safe on the steal. A lot going on here is the first baseman, Raiden Pelletier, he will steal second base and off of the high pitch from Luke Ruby. We've got a 2-2 count now. Runners on second and third. The pitch got him. Strike three for Luke Ruby on Cooper Foster.
Glad to have our kidcaster, Sammy Greenfield, along the way today. Knocking a couple innings out for us here on Preps Radio. Always great to have the youth jump on the radio here with us. Could be hearing this guy down the road on the radio someday.
Carson Adolph now batting. A single will get two guys in, get it to five runs here. This is a big at-bat for the Valley Vikings. You'd like to try to get to Andrew Rankin, as he's had a good game today, reached on both of his at-bats. That's a ball, or no, that's a strike. That'll be an 0-2 count. Runners are on second and third, one down. 0-2, got him with the high fastball, and he will strike another batter out.
Looks like Luke Ruby's starting to get back to where he was in the first four innings now after a hit batter and a base hit by Pelletier. A couple more Ks gives him 12 in the baseball game now.
Just going to say that, but great game by Luke Ruby for sure. One of his best of the year, I would say, and it looks like he will, he'll be coming out of the game here.
I don't know, Sammy, if you saw that, but a great moment between brothers right there. Bennett Ruby, the freshman catcher, came out, gave his brother, the senior Luke, a big hug right there, and Luke's going to get off the field. What an excellent job. He got to give a great round of applause from the crowd as he heads to the dugout here. 12 strikeout performance so far in 4 2/3 innings.
Yeah, great. And he wanted to end his career as a Cougar at RCS out with a bang, and I think he did. Up 7-0 right now. He'll probably will get the win. And that win will be his first of the year. He's 1-1 now.
That's the hard to believe number, Sammy, is Luke Ruby with a 2.51 ERA over 22. What has he got? 27 innings now this year, and this is his first win of the year.
Yeah, I think that it will be interesting to see how the relievers will do and who will be pitching, but they've been having a long talk on the mound here.
All right, we're going to step aside, and we're going to get – Bruce is going to take the headset back. We're going to get back to it. Sammy, want to thank you for jumping on and being our KidCaster today. You've got extra time today. I thought we'd do a half inning with you. You got an inning and a half. So thanks for jumping on with us, and we will catch up with you soon when you're famous and we're not, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a 30-second break for a pitching change here. We'll come back in a moment. Bruce and I back with this ball game right now. 7-0, the Cougars in front. Luke Ruby going out to a good round of applause here at Resurrection Christian High School. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Welcome back here to beautiful Loveland, Colorado, Resurrection Christian High School. So the senior on the hill, Luke Ruby, is going to be replaced by a freshman here, Vaughn Green. Green jumps back in. Well, Bruce, what are you doing over there?
Well, I'm trying to get all these changes
around.
Because,
sounded like a band was playing in the background.
Dave Ramirez, as a good umpires do, comes back and gives us the changes as Resurrection not only replaces senior Luke Ruby off the mound, but they pull all the seniors out. It's senior day. They wanted to give them recognition. And so no seniors on the field right now for the Cougars.
All right. Looks like Charlie Wilson is over at second base now. Who else did we get?
Broccoli, Cole. Where did he go? He may be in left field. I'm not sure, but we'll get it here in a minute.
All right, Vaughn Green, the freshman lefty, throws for a strike here. No balls, one strike. So two outs. Anthony Solis is the hitter. Opening day, that 11-0 win for the Cougars. It was Vaughn Green day. Five innings, one hit, eight Ks in the ballgame. Started off the Cougars in a good shot. Here's quickly 0-2 to Solis.
Broccoli's at third base, down at third base. Replaced Easton Vecchio.
Swinging a pop-up right side. Will get back out of play.
And once again, that foul ball out here. A lot of cars out here behind us, but it finds a way to hit the dirt without a car.
10th appearance of the year for the freshman Vaughn Green. Comes back, and that one waved at and missed. Be dropped in front of the plate, but they'll throw him out. Benny Ruby out to throw him out. So a strikeout. They struck out the side three in a row there after the hit batter in the single. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. All that they need is three runs, and we walk this thing off. 7-0 Cougars going to the bottom of the fifth. Timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we are happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
All right, we head to the bottom of the fifth inning out here at Resurrection Christian High School. Don't forget, when we're done today, the Altfeed Mill post-game show, we'll get our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, our Journey Homes play of the game. Might be that Deegan-Corrigan home run. Micah, if you got a chance, go back and dial that one up in the second inning. Deegan-Corrigan hitting one out for the Cougars. All right, here we go. Bennett Ruby will open things up here for the Cougs. And the pitch by Foster, he's thrown about 80% curveballs today.
Yeah, that's at least, I would say, Clark. Loves that curveball. And it's not a real sharp breaking. It's kind of that sidewinder curveball that starts high and ends up low.
Next pitch fouled away. This will get back and out of play.
Well, it's fun to see the Ruby's battery mates today as Luke finishes his career, I guess, at their last home game here the field.
Yeah, he'll throw on the road again, certainly, before they get out for the season.
He's going to be a big part of a lot of games remaining.
That one hit off the end of the bat, and it's going to find a place into left field for a base hit. So Bennett Ruby is 3-for-3 today. You could make a case that both the Ruby boys are your players of the game here. Double, two singles for Bennett, and, of course, Luke Ruby with 12 Ks in shutting out the Valley Vikings for the time that he was in there.
Little courtesy runner, Brody Unruh will be running for Bennett Ruby down at first base.
All right, runner down at first. Here is Caden Bailey, a walk and a fly to center field for the left fielder. And the pitch is fouled away against the screen. No balls and a strike here. Rez Christian trying to make it 8 straight against the Vikings. Foster comes back, and the pitch waved at and missed, another off-speed pitch. So no balls and 2 strikes. Wins left to right in the outfield. Pretty much playing him straight away, though. 0-2 to the plate, outside corner, got him looking.
Nice pitch. That's one of the few fastballs Foster has thrown, and he nailed that outside black part of the plate, Clark.
One down here in the fifth inning with the runner down at first base. Carter Siebers back at the top of the order. Siebers came in hitting 375. He's due. 0-for-2 today, a walk, he scored a run. See what the senior does here. Runner takes off and got a great jump. This one's not going to be close. Throw down to second base is a lollipop, and the runner steals second base.
Well, we're 7-0, Clark, in the bottom of the fifth, and we're still stealing.
We are. They're trying to get to 10. One ball, no strikes here. That pitch up and over the helmet that time of Carter Siebers. And it's quickly two balls and no strikes.
I believe this is Charlie Wilson at the plate.
Oh, did we have a hitter?
Yeah, we did.
I'm sorry. A lot of changes for Magaro. That one got away. It'll get the guy to the backstop here. Yeah, it is Charlie Wilson, just a little freshman. All right, set to go again is Cooper Foster. Comes back, and the pitch here missed it away. Nice job of getting in front of it by Carson Adolph, the freshman catcher there, but it's a walk. And you've got two on now. And here's your mercy rule guy. Another hitter here. Christian Seimer or Seamer?
I believe
it's
that's Seamer.
Yeah.
Christian Seamer.
Just a sophomore. He's going to jump in for Ryan Ward here. So Seamer at the plate, and he hit him right in the back. That'll load him up.
Well, step up to the plate, take one pitch, yep. Get hit, and you're on first base. Simple game.
You just wear the baseball. You're down at first, base is loaded. And now here comes Carter Evans, so they're going to stick with Carter. He can end it right here. The junior is going to step up, leading hitter in so many categories for the Cougars, and one swipe of his bat, we might be calling this the Alt Feed Mill postgame show here.
Good day to be an underclassman. You get to replace a senior or stay in the game.
Pitch here, ground ball, base hit up the middle by the umpire who had to get out of the way. That's going to score two. Throw back into second base. Boy, he could have gone down and tagged that guy at second.
Unaware that the runner at second was off the base. Like you say, Clark, could have put the tag on him. But two runs score.
So 9-0, and now the Cougars are a run away from walking this one off in mercy rule fashion here in the fifth inning. And here comes Deegan Corrigan, who already has a three-run shot today.
Number four hitter for the Cougars.
Pitch by Foster, swung on and missed.
And he was going to put that one over the blue shed over in that left field area.
He was just a half a mile in front of it. That off-speed pitch had him out on his front foot. No balls and a strike here to Deegs. Foster comes back, breaking ball that didn't break, and it's a ball and a strike. Nine runs on nine hits for the Cougars today. No runs, two hits for the Vikings. That is your C&H Solutions scoring summary. Pitch chopped at the plate by Corrigan, foul.
The Vikings bus may be anticipating an early game as well, as the bus just pulled up, Clark.
That's ominous. Junior Caden Doctor. Oh, Doctor, he's out on deck. Foster comes back, looking to pitch, waved at and missed. And there's two away. So now with that 10th run, that mercy rule run sitting in scoring position, there are now two outs here in the fifth. And Brady Flood, who's got two. Now I take it back. It's not Flood. As I said, it's the Doctor. He's coming up. I just announced that, and my brain didn't remember 30 seconds later. Caden Doctor to the plate here. Here's the look and the pitch. That's in for a strike. Nine nothing Resurrection Christian. They won on opening day against the Vikings 11-0. Keep it right there. We're in the shade now with that bus coming by. Looking the pitch to Doctor. Swing and a miss. It looks like we're going to get to the sixth inning here. Two strikes quickly. Vaughn Green is out on deck, the freshman who took over for Luke Ruby on the hill. Pitch here is a line drive, one hopper going to second base. They'll pick it up. Throw to first is going to be in time. Got over to make
close
the play.
Close play. Couldn't quite find that base from that first base position.
Two runs, two hits for the Cougars. They stop a run short. We'll go to the sixth inning. 9-0 Resurrection Christian. We're back in a moment in order to Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We head to the sixth inning out here in Loveland, Resurrection Christian High School. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick. I want to call you Sammy Hagar all day, but I'm not going to do that. Sammy Greenfield in the box with us today, our kid caster. He got to announce an inning and a half out here today for us. And
boy, I had some made some good points.
Sure,
you know,
did.
Resting the pitchers. They go to academy tomorrow. Tough schedule down the road with two games against Sterling and a game against Loveland.
All right, the Vikes here in the sixth inning. Andrew Rankin, Jackson Dudley, Caleb Kishari, unless they've got substitutions. That pitch bounced up there by Green, the lefty. This is a freshman. I mean, love to see what a freshman does his first year.
Two freshman left-handed pitchers today. Mason Mitchell started for the Vikings. And now Vaughn Green for the Cougars.
Pitch on the outside corner for a strike there, 2-1. Vaughn Green, 4-2, 3.87 earned run average, his 10th appearance of the year. That one slapped foul at the plate, and it's back even at 2-2 now. Well, we'll be out at Windsor High School tomorrow, Silver Creek and Windsor.
Looking forward to seeing the Wizards tomorrow.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking pitch, and there's one away here. Brad Deal. Eighth year, I think, for Brad at Windsor. He's never had a losing season.
They just do. They win. They're top 10, both coaches poll and RPI.
Breaking.
Right, come down to Erie next week to determine that league winner between the Wizards and the Erie Tigers.
Breaking ball in for a strike to Dudley. Comes back, and the pitch here fouled away against the screen. So quickly, no balls, two strikes to Dudley. Yeah, we're talking about Brad Deal. 320-plus win seasons as well over at Windsor. Just done a remarkable job. And talk about the guys who have been Kevin Johnson before him, now the coach over at Severance. That one swung on and missed. They'll tag him out. And what about our friend Casey Miller over at University High School, coached with Brad Deal at Windsor, and then stepped out, took his first head coaching job, and all he did was win the first two state titles at University. So that coaching tree from Brad Deal, that's a good one.
And what a great way to start your career.
Yeah.
Two state championships, Clark.
Pitch here is a looper to second base right at Charlie Wilson, and he'll put it away for the out. 1-2-3, inning. Cougars need a run here to walk this thing off. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is 9-0 Resurrection Christian. We're back in a moment. Timeout, this timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's jump over. Bottom of the sixth inning here, 9-0 Cougars in front. They've outscored the Vikings 20-0 this year, 11-0 on opening day, 9-0 here at home. And they can, in the sixth inning, can mercy this thing with a run here. We'll see if they get there. Mike Magaro trots out. The head coach gets over to third base. 3 years over at Triple Crown Sports in Fort Collins. What a great place to kind of tack on your trade over there. One of the best club teams in the state. Great program, too. The softball program there, off the hook. It's Dave King, I think, and the girls out there. They're terrific.
Boy, they run a lot of great events around the world, Clark.
Yeah, I sure do.
Just basketball, softball, baseball events.
Vaughn Green, a lefty, opens things up here. pitch here, and he whacks that one into right center field. Coming in a hurry, it's going to drop in front of Jackson Dudley for a base hit. So there's your mercy rule runner at first.
Well, Green just went up and got that ball. I mean, that was up out of the zone, and he just went up and put the bat on the ball for a sharp single.
So Cole Broccoli, making my scorecard look like a chicken scratching here. He'll jump in. Cooper Foster, the kind of throws by way of third base, comes about three quarters on most of his pitches. See what he does with Broccoli here. Runner at first and Vaughn Green. Pitch waved at and missed. There's that big breaking ball. Throw down to first. Vonnie had a big lead over at first base, but he got back.
A third of the way to second base, and was fortunate to get back.
All right, Cole Broccoli back into the box here. Foster set to go. Green gets a lead at first. Pitcher's popped up behind the dish. This one may come to us as it's in play. The catcher makes the play. Carson Adolph, the freshman, able to put that one away. One gone.
Nice job by Carson Adolph. Gets rid of the mask early and gets back in great position to catch the fly ball. A fly ball, high fly ball, right over the home plate, Clark. That is not always an easy play with the rotation of the ball, bringing it back toward the infield.
The catcher trying to find the ball, first of all. That's the big thing. Throw the mask off, then you've got to relocate the baseball. Here is Bennett Ruby, who's been perfect today. 3 for 3. Pitch in the dirt there. The runner will take second base. So now, how about ending this on a perfect day for Bennett and walk it off with a base hit?
And that way we can give the player of the game to his bolder brother, Luke.
We can give it to both. How about that? Maybe we do co-players. I'm serious. We have never had co-players of the week or game on KFKA be brothers. This one poked to right, may fall. Coming in, this ball's going to be caught. Right fielder Anthony Solis in to make the catch, and the runner has to hold two away.
Nice job by Anthony Solis in right field. You know, gauging a little breeze today, nothing like we've had past few games, but nice job of positioning himself for that fly ball.
Yeah, this I can take. It's enough to cool us off a little bit. Warm day out here in Loveland.
Oh, it's a great day. I love it when it's in the 80s, Clark. Perfect.
Here's the pitch to the plate and a swing and a miss by Caden Bailey. He's 0 for 2 today. Walked in the second, flew to center in the third, and then struck out in the fifth. Well, we'll see if the Vikes get one more shot at it. Down 9-0 here.
You know, a little mini victory for Valley to play a 7-inning game.
Here's the look and the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, base hit left field. Let's see if that gets him home. Around third base, headed for the plate. This ball game is going to be a walk-off. Resurrection Christian is going to win it 10-0 on a base hit by Caden Bailey.
Well, Bailey got the pitch and drove it to left field. Little slow to get in position to throw the ball to home plate, and Cougars 10-0 victory.
All right, that will wrap it up here with the regulation of the game. We're going to come back with the all-feed mill postgame show in a moment. Cougars win at 10-0 over the Valley Vikings. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here. Resurrection Christian High School, 10-0 shutout. Boy, Luke Ruby was terrific today, Coach.
He was sharp. His velocity was good. Was keeping his breaking pitch down. Just overpowered so many hitters. 8 strikeouts, Clark, first time through the lineup.
That's right. 12 in the game for the seniors. So in 4 2/3 innings of work, he was terrific, no question about it.
I think Coach McGarrah was anticipating maybe a 5-run
sure.
or a 5-inning game, too, as he pulled all of his seniors out to honor them on senior day here at the Cougars Field.
All right, the All Feed Mill postgame show, no matter the size of your ranching operation, All Feed Mill is the food to keep your animals fat and happy. It's All Feed Mill. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. That number to call, 970-834-2132. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service all coming to you from one of our great sponsors, a longtime sponsor on Preps Radio. It is Ault Feed Mill. Yeah, 10-0 ball game for the Cougars to win today. They go to 9-6 on the year. They've now won 3 in a row and 5 of their last 6. 8-6 in league play, but as Coach and I talked about, it's been been the division of the uppers, the middles, and the lowers. And the Cougars are in that middle spot in the 16 RPIs. So we'll see where that lands them as we come time for the playoffs. Right, Coach?
Well, absolutely. But they have a great opportunity to get maybe a split with Sterling.
Sure.
If they beat Sterling twice, they're going to be in the top 10 of RPI. But taking on the Tigers along with the Academy tomorrow and the Loveland Indians, which is a very good game for them to play prior to state playoffs.
All right, get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal players, and I said players of the game. Norfolk Iron and Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community. We've never had this before on Preps Radio. 17 years doing games out here. I've never announced a player or players of the game that are brothers. And today we get it. Luke Ruby on the hill was magnificent. Also singled in the ball game. Bennett Ruby, though, three hits today. The freshman catcher. The greatest part of the whole day for me was the hug between the freshman brother and the senior brother on the hill at the end of Luke's performance.
Absolutely. They just blended in. Bennett, very impressed with him. He had a rifle down to second base the first inning on a strikeout. Throw him out. And besides doing a great job at the plate, he handled his brother well pitching and threw out base runners to top it off.
Well, our Journey Home's play of the game, it was an opposite field shot by Deegan Corrigan. Corrigan went deep, the sophomore who now, let's see, what does he get? With three RBIs today, Deegan has 21 ribbies on the year. Carter Evans, though, they're having a foot race here. Evans was one ahead coming in. What did Carter Evans do? He had three RBIs as well today. So 22 for Carter Evans. But our play of the game, the three-run shot by Deegan Corrigan that kind of separated him in this game. Second home run of the year for Corrigan. And it is our play of the game brought to you by Journey Homes. 10,000 homes along the Front Range out here for 26 years. Northern Colorado's number one builder for all they do. Testimonials, great photos on site about what they do. Go to journeyhomes.com. Still a couple of places left out in the Western Subdivision in Greeley out at Promontory. So, yep, go to journeyhomes.com. Talk to Larry or Carl down there. They'll get you suited up for your dream home. All brought to you, our play of the game by Journey Homes. All right, guys, that's it for the day here. 10-0 win for the Cougars. Coach, tomorrow, a little 4A action as we see Windsor and Silver Creek.
Looking forward to that. We're going to see some terrific ball players and teams in that 4A division.
All right, for Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio, for Sammy Greenfield, for Bruce Dick, I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for everybody coming along today. Final score out here in Loveland, it was Resurrection Christian 10, the Valley Vikings nothing. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.